you have to be me, and I guess.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start your video. Ask to start video. I just started recording.
There you go. Yeah.
Andrew, I'm going to ask you to start your video too, although I think you know.
Oh, okay.
Unless you don't want to.
No, I just, there it is.
There you go.
Okay.
Good. So I don't know if you had a chance to see that the video that was done yesterday, the Soham Sadhana video. Mm-mm. Good. I guess we'll start with some of the questions that came from the What is the benefit of spending time with the selfless self, and how do I know I am with her? Which is also part How do I get on the live Zoom satsang? Hold on. We can easily. Maybe not so easily. Mm-hmm. On that page is Zoom link. I'll try to find it, but I'm I don't have it bookmarked. So sorry about that. Yeah, I don't have it bookmarked. I guess I should, but I don't. Here we go. Oh, there we go. You came in. Hello. There we go. We were just trying to find the link, but you found the link. Good. Welcome. She's connecting to her audio now. Hello. We're just reading the question of what benefit do you get from remaining with yourself with self? This one that seeks benefit is an illusory appearance within selfless self. There's a concept of I am somebody else. I am somehow separate from everything, because right now I'm seeing myself in a body form. And within that body form, I see a world as myself and otherness. The more you remain with your selfless self, this concept will dissolve, because it's absolutely a concept. There is no separation. It's the same. The space in one room and the space in the other room is separated by a wall, but it's just space. There's the appearance of separation because this body form appears separate from that body form without the knowingness that presence is formless and is permeating everything. This consciousness, it's the similar thing as in a dream. You lay down to sleep, and suddenly there's a sense of existence that projects a dream world, a dream consciousness. And yet you know your form is laying down sleeping. This world has come and has been projected from you formlessly. And you populate the world instantaneously, spontaneously. You see everything that you see in this waking dream, you're seeing in this so-called nighttime dream. Because it's all being created spontaneously. You see yourself as a dream character within the dream and move about. You don't know it's a dream until you've woken up. Now, let's say within that dream, you went and you really searched for yourself. When you wake up, there's nothing. It was the entire thing was just an illusory appearance. Forms animating, taking form from the formlessness, from that consciousness. And now one step back, the only separation is because I believe I'm somebody else who's awake and asleep. But this presence that is the only thing that is, that's permeating everything, that's, you could call it just like the breath. When you breathe in, you're breathing in, quote, the universal air. When you breathe in and now it's in your body, you say, oh, it's my air. It's within me. Then you breathe out again and it becomes universal air. The only difference is that there's somehow this structure called body. And through meditation, you absolutely know. Right now, you can close your eyes and still see. So these eyes that are with the body obviously are not the seeing. Because your eye, and same in a dream. When you're sleeping, how are you seeing this dream? There's no physical eyes. Are your dream eyes seeing this? No. And even you're sort of overseeing the whole dream. Like you could be right now dreaming, walking through a park, seeing people, interacting with people, saying hello to people. Good morning. How are you? And when you wake up, you absolutely know, well, who was having this conversation? There was only the illusion of a point of view of a conversation occurring amongst people. But of course, this wasn't true. You know this when you wake up. So to remain with your selfless self, you sit in meditation, and like this video that was just done, breathe in so hum, exhale hum sa, and this slowly, silently, permanently erases all these illusory layers on presence. Because right now you're flowing along with the mind that these are my thoughts about me. They're important. But once you start to know yourself in a real sense, because you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Once you know yourself in a real sense, body is not my identity. And so you spend some time with you, this subtle, subtle, subtle presence. And if you meditate even for a couple of moments, you can get a sense that I'm not body. I'm sitting here, I'm meditating, and now I'm seeing thoughts as objects. So there's something formless that's seeing thoughts as objects appearing and disappearing. And then you release the attention, because this attention is also formless. It's directed from the source of nothing, which is now seeing something. And this something that you're seeing has appeared within that nothingness that you are. So therefore, this somethingness has become everything, But it's all coming from you. You are the source. And we say when all experience ends, there you are. And experience is all experience, all relations, all feelings, everything came along with the body. Prior to body, there was nothing. And not nothing in a scary way. There was, that's how, when you remain with your selfless self, the benefit is the illusion dissolves. Because your own selfless self is like a black hole that sucks in all the illusion. And then basically you're just the witness of this presence. And presence is not something that's using any of the senses as we know senses from the body and mind. Mind, intellect, ego came along with the body. All these things you are not, automatically you know this because you are not body. So the body may be going through all sorts of things and the mind is telling you, oh, we're having these problems. No, these are the body's problems. Just as if you're in a dream and you're experiencing something, you say, oh, you wake up and you say, wow, that was a very terrible dream. A lot of stuff happening that I didn't like, but now I'm awake. So if I was stressed in the dream about things that were happening that appeared to be happening, that were not actually happening, then I understand, oh, how did I get caught up in this? And this mind flow, this flowing of thoughts, if you remain with your selfless self, these will just flow. And we talk about, you know, if you don't have lineage mantra, you can have this soham sadhana of breathe in, soham, exhale, hamsa. And that's the broom that Maharaj talks about that slowly, silently, and permanently erases these layers of illusion. There was also the question of recognition and the projection. This is that recognition, that presence that's reflecting in a clear mind, and you are witnessing without actually having to witness. So then you can concentrate on this presence, this I am, this I exist. And it's just here, just subtle, subtle, subtle. This is what Maharaj talks about. I without anything, just I, just I, just glimpses of I. And now you remain. And then even who's witnessing this presence cannot be removed, but presence can be removed because you can remove your attention or basically snap that attention gets dissolved. And there you are. Now, you're no longer caught up in the illusion. When things are appearing and seem to be happening, you can remain undisturbed. Yes, it might be something that you, in the moment, need an action, need an activity. I went to go get my second vaccine today. I got in the car, I drove there. I got stuck with the needle, I waited in the line, all these things are happening, but they're body-based, and I am not body. And the final understanding you'll know, as you remain more and more with your selfless self, you were not born and you will not die. There is no birth and death. You are unborn. What's born is a illusory appearance for a time. This time is called a lifespan. Just as a wave seems separate and crashes on the shore and then comes back into the ocean, and you could say, okay, that's a life. But that wave is not alive. That wave is not separate from the water, not separate from the ocean. If at all you want to compare yourself to sky or space. And you're more subtle than space because you are able to sense space. This is okay. This is space. You know space. Then you say, what's inside, what's outside? Well, this question won't arise as you remain with your selfless self because all questions dissolve. Who wants to know the answer to this question? This illusory appearance that I believed myself to be only for a time until I knew myself in a real sense. Now I have no desire to know nothing. What is there to know? All the knowledge that came along with the body, I understand, was just to lead me to my own selfless self. If I read spiritual books or whatever kind of books, they're all pointing, oh, accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. And now from the appearance within consciousness, you say, wait a minute, what do you mean there's no God? Well, no, God is a label that has been given to that you are, this sense of presence. And God only exists within the consciousness because all of everything that's known, everything that's experienced, everything that's done is within the consciousness, the bubble of illusion. And consciousness does not separate from waking to sleeping or dreaming consciousness. There is nothing there that separates except this concept, I am awake or I am sleeping, both of which are appearances in consciousness, only appearing separate when the universal consciousness suddenly identifies with the body within its own self and says, I am this. That's why I am so-and-so is false. I am is borderline true because that's the borderline between your own self and this illusory existence. Death, so to speak, is when this body that is sustaining this consciousness in this moment can no longer do that. The essence of the five elements drains, like it basically dries out. You need food and water. This is basically just food. What you're labeling yourself as is nothing more than the food that you eat. That formlessness that you are there's no label for that now because of the consciousness and because within the body-based illusion where we have these body-based experience of existing then we label everything because we know I'm this and this other thing is that but you're all these things and none of these things, because all of these things are appearances, just like in dream. In your dream, there are no things. You know this because when you're in a dream, you can't take something out of your dream with you. It's not possible. And yet, while you're in the dream, things appear very real. And the same is here. This is a long dream. I am somebody else. But you're nobody, you're everybody. The recognition and the projection is presence. Or as we say, when you're meditating, the meditator meditates all in, within that meditation, or the concentrator concentrates within that concentration. And the concentrator, the concept of someone concentrating, dissolves within the concentration. But you have to experience, you know, you can hear this 100 times, but you have to experience it directly. And how do you experience it directly? Remain with your selfless self. That subtle sense of presence is the background of every experience and can be found always, because that's all there is. And at first, it's quite okay to say, oh, this presence is my concept of God, because I still believe it's me and God, because I still believe that I am somehow a separate entity. And so it's me worshiping this sense of presence as God, as a higher power. And that's okay. But the more you remain, this presence just pulls you in. This just dissolves everything. And then something happens, and we talk about the neighbor's child. Okay, if the neighbor's child's sick, it's very sad. I might even go and bring some soup, but it's not my child. It's not me. And this body is the neighbor's child. It's not me. It's not who I am. But I have to know this. Just hearing it is nice, because it plants the seed. As Maharaj says, it plants the seed of reality within your selfless self. But now you must discover this. And all the concepts and ideas and beliefs that you're holding about yourself is how you experience the world. If you begin to see, like we said at first, that it's God and myself, then know that this God is within the dog. You're pleasing this God when you're petting the dog. All the people that you're meeting are this God. And so you're exhibiting a kindness, because there's a dissolving of this sense of I'm separate and I need to protect. And as this occurs, and this is why they talk about selfless service. The more you get out of yourself, there's a releasing. Because this ego is the false God, this false I that's taking credit for all these. It's not true. This I just needs to be dissolved. And quite easily it is, by remaining with your selfless self. So the benefit, so to speak, of remaining with your selfless self is that the illusion dissolves. And of course, the illusion is not real anyway. It's just the concept that this is real. This illusory existence, I take the touch and I say, this is happening to me. But when I remain with myself itself, nothing's happening. Nothing has ever happened. Nothing can happen. You're formless. If at all you want to comparing yourself to sky or space, nothing is there. And discover this. Then even this concept of freedom will be released, because there was only the concept of bondage created the need for a concept of freedom. Both are false. Remove both by remaining with your selfless self. This is the reality. This, and you'll know this, because all within this consciousness, anyone can discover this truth, and it's the same truth. It's not like it's like, oh, and that's why, you know, you say, oh, well, this lineage, or I don't believe in this. And like Maharaj says, there's no religion, because when you know yourself in a real sense, a religion came along with the body. If I believe I'm a body, then there's religion. When I know myself in a real sense, it's not. And then you can say, okay, well, what is this subtle sense of presence? How do I know that's myself? Because this is formless. There can be no separation unless there's a concept of a body form. Me and something else. And it's just not true. All needs, all requirements came along with the body. You are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body. Body is not your identity. Discover your own self. Knowing yourself in a real sense. Because the first time you knew yourself was a subtle sense of existence. And then, oh, I'm this body. And you recognize mom and you say, oh, I'm separate. And I've been given this label of Lara. But Lara is nothing more than a conglomeration of goo that has been identified with the formlessness that you are. And then this whole idea of a family is nothing more than the five elemental goo getting together and creating more goo and putting more labels and imagining a family life. And now we're not anti-family. You do your job, you do your duties, but now you don't take the touch. You don't have to take the touch of the world because you know yourself in a real sense. Just like Maharaj talks about being in a play. You go and you play a very good part, but after the play is done, you go home. Just like all the folks on Game of Thrones who got beheaded and spiked and all this sort of stuff. Those actors, they're walking around very happily, nicely, going on to another performance. And the same for yourself. Do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities, but know that it's absolutely illusion. And you don't have to tell yourself it's illusion. You remain with yourself as self, and the illusion dissolves. And then the sense of presence dissolves because you release this attention. And the attention was coming from your own selfless self. And now, how is this born? How could this die? How could this be harmed? How could this? Nothing. Nothing is there. And there you remain. That's your natural state before you started imagining, before the layers of illusion, before you were growing up and believing you were having all these experiences and that all these experiences were happening to me. And why are these experiences happening to me? People are dying and people are being born. No, not true. Forms are being created and destroyed. And the formless consciousness, the presence that you are, that has been labeled God, Brahman, Paramatman, Master, is a one-man show. The more you remain with your selfless self, the mind flow stops. You're no longer being pressurized to be in a little tiny body. You're not thinking about yourself. This is where we say the seeing, but there's no seer. There's no specific point here that I can say I am a seer, and this is who this seer is, or what this seer is. There's no qualities to this seer. There's seeing, and then there's scenes. But there's no quality to the seer where I can say this seer is like this. Who's this seer? And yet, again, in everyday life, people say, hey, John, how are you? Hello, I'm John. I don't have to say, oh, who are you speaking of? No, I'm formless. You're calling the body. And no, because it's you. And now you don't have to keep reminding yourself that you're formless. You know yourself in a real sense. Just like you don't have to keep saying, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman. You know, I'm formless.
Nothing. I'm listening to something. I'm listening to a meeting.
You know yourself in a real sense. And also, there will be no conflict with others because others are your own self. And when there's no you, there's no others. When there's a you, when there's a mind flow that's saying, I am Laura, this is how Laura feels, this is Laura's position on everything, this is all this, and of course, then you're creating I am somebody else, which is naturally going to be in conflict with everything else, because you're something. But when you remain, hello, do this, do that, this is happening, nothing's happening, all is good. Because the more you remain with your selfless self, you'll understand that your formlessness, using a body as an instrument for a time, this instrument will dissolve back into the five elements. You will no longer be using it, but you'll very much be there. And you can understand this by this sense of existence could not have appeared if there was not something that existed without the knowledge of existence. Now this knowledge of existence has appeared, and you say, I exist. And this is the birth of duality. I exist. There is existence. No. Remain with yourself the self.
Hey, Laura, can you mute your microphone?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and mute you. No worries. There we go.
One of my mentors always said, find the others, you know. I am glad I have found you guys. A side note.
Good.
Good.
But yeah, Keith, you should, because you're always asking about the mantra and such. I would recommend that you listen to that video from yesterday on the YouTube channel.
Very good. Very punctual. It was very punctual. Very punctual. Huh?
Something you put up there?
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday morning, I didn't even remember what I was doing, but there was something. And then I said, okay, do this. And so it was there. Because two of the questions came in. One was, this lineage mantra, if I don't get it, then I'm never going to realize myself. And then the other one came in and said, what do I use if I don't have the lineage mantra? And another lady actually wrote in and said about having taken the lineage mantra, but I forget exactly what it was, but there was something. And so mantra shouldn't be a concept. That's the worst thing. And I'm, you know, Ramakant Maharaj, Sri Ramakant Maharaj would, because did you come along with this body with a mantra? You know? You know body, you know mantra. Without body, where's mantra? So this should not be a block. And nothing is a block. There's, how can there be a block if you're formless? Just always know, I am formless. No attributes can stick to that formlessness. Formlessness is formless. And if an attribute is sticking, then there's the concept that I am something. And I am something can be erased easily with soham sadhana, remain with your selfless self.
Like what Maharaj said, when you remove all the layers of an onion, what is left? Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the only way you can get through the eye of the needle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's that kind of, that last step of, okay, now presence. Oh, I love it. That's what the spiritual, they call Satchitananda. Oh, or samadhi. Oh, I'm having a very good samadhi. That's what Maharaj would say. Oh, samadhi, samadhi. Then I'm coming into samadhi, I'm going out of samadhi. But that's because I am somebody else experiencing samadhi. The experiencer of samadhi is formless. There is no experience, no experiencer, because all of this has arisen on the spontaneous presence. So you're seeing this presence, you're witnessing this presence, and not even witnessing, because see, witnessing, we're going to develop a concept of a witnesser. Presence is felt through body form. Without a body, you're not going to feel this presence. But within the body form, that's why human body is so nice, because human body, you can actually do such things as discriminate between the real and the unreal. Well, what's the real? This formless sense of presence. That's the most subtle. All this gross world can be dissolved automatically because this subtle sense of presence. This is what I have my eyes on, so to speak. And then the release of this attention, no longer presence. Why? Because there's nothing other than myself a self. This can't be released. Presence, yes. Presence can be released because that attention, there's still sort of the vehicle of consciousness that's creating the concept of attention on something other. And then it's gone.
Oh. One of the ways that I get to that presence, Guruji Jan, is I've suffered. This body has, well, from I observed this body go through a lot of pain from years of bad, of many bad sports, you know, a lot of accidents. Now I do jiu-jitsu, and that has kept me safe. But one of the things I've incorporated in order to get to the substratum of what we truly are, although it's an illusion, is ice baths. And I have written Soham Hamsa in the ice bath. So I do this every day in the coldest moment of the day. And I get to that presence instantly. I get to that substratum.